But to order his arrest, their arrest, on charges like these, she said. Charges which will condemn them to such horrible punishment, and to arrest entire families as well. She shook her head, and Corus grimaced. Iris, he said as gently as he could, Clinton chose those charges because of the penalty they carry. Oh, he needed alleged crimes serious enough to justify the arrest and removal of members of the vicarate itself, but his real reasons, his true reasons, are, first, to find charges which permanently and completely discredit his critics, and secondly, to punish those critics so severely no one will dare to take their places when they're gone. He's trying to deter anyone from opposing him or the group of four's policies and strategy. And this is his way of warning any of those would-be opponents of exactly how unwise of them it would be to even hint at criticizing them. He saw something flicker in her eyes. It puzzled him for a moment, but then he realized what it had been. You're thinking about your father, aren't you? He thought. Thinking about how he sometimes punished someone more harshly in order to deter others from committing the same offense. And you really are smart, Iris. Little though you might want to think that about your own father, you know there were other things he did, things he never discussed with you, that had very little to do with justice and quite a lot to do with deterrence.
So you think he really will inflict the punishment of Schuler on them?
I'm afraid the only real question is whether or not he'll inflict the punishment on their families as well, Corus said sadly. Iris inhaled sharply, fresh horror filling her eyes, and he reached out and touched her cheek gently, something he almost never did.
But the children, Philip, she said pleadingly, raising her own hand and cupping it over the hand on her cheek. Her voice was barely a whisper. Surely he'll spare?
She broke off as Corus shook his head sadly, gently. They're not children to him, Iris, not any more. At best, they're the spawn of traitors and heretics. Worse, they're pawns. They'll be more useful to Mother Church and him as warnings to future traitors. He shook his head again. No, I think the only question is whether he'll settle for simply having the children executed rather than subjecting them to the punishment of Schuler as well. Iris looked physically ill, and Corus didn't blame her. Some of those children would be mere infants, in some cases still babes in arms, and it wouldn't matter one bit to Jaspar Clinton. Not any more than... He chopped that thought off quickly. Iris, he knew, remained convinced Caleb Armagh had ordered her father's and her brother's assassinations. In many ways, he wished her mind were more open to other possibilities, especially the one which had begun to look to him more and more like a certainty where Jaspar Clinton was concerned. But as he saw the worry, the sickness in those hazel eyes, he felt a familiar hesitation. She was already deeply concerned for her little brother's safety. Did he want to add to that concern? Fill her with even more worry and fear? For that matter, her own best defense against Clinton might well reside in her obvious, ongoing ignorance of the part Corus had become certain the Grand Inquisitor had played in Hector's and his son's murders. As long as she remained passionately and openly convinced of Caleb's guilt, she was useful to Clinton. Another voice, a highly visible voice, condemning Caleb and Charlian and all of Corus for the crime. Yet another source of legitimacy for anyone in Coruscant tempted to resist the Carizian annexation of that princedom. But if she ever once openly questioned Caleb's guilt, she would go instantly from the category of mildly useful to the category of liability in Clinton's mind. And if that happened... They got in his way, the Earl of Corus said, instead of what he'd been thinking about saying. And he's not going to overlook the fact that so many of the people who might oppose him are also fathers and mothers. Can you think of a single threat which could be more effective than that?
He asked the question quietly, and after a moment she shook her head in mute reply. Of course you can't. Corus's lips worked like a man who wanted to spit out something rotten, and he looked back out the window at the lake, at the pure cold water of the lake. Of course you can't, he said softly. And neither can Jaspar Clinton, which is why he'll do it, Iris. Never doubt it for a moment. He will do it.